We have the communication platforms on one side, so Slack, email, Teams, wherever employees usually reach out to you. On the other side, we have the HIS, Workday, Rippling, ADP. We sit in the middle. We essentially streamline all of the communication and questions to HR.
In today's episode from Full Stack HR, I'm meeting Sophie from Areglad. Before you listen to my conversation with Sophie, make sure you hit that subscribe button on your podcast player. That helps the podcast out a lot, and you'll never miss another episode of Full Stack HR. But now over to the interview, and I say welcome Sophie from Areglad. And first and foremost, am I pronouncing that right? And could you also tell us a bit about who are you and what does Areglad do?
Absolutely. A good actual explanation of Areglad can maybe start with its name. Areglad derives from, I'm part Danish, it derives from the word arbejdsglæde, which essentially means you love your job. You wake up every morning excited to go to work, and bit of a mouthful though if you're not from Scandinavia. So we shortened it to Areglad, and my Turkish founder actually let us know that Ari is means bee, like honeybee in Turkish. And so it means be glad. And so that's really the premise behind Areglad.
And who are you? Who's Sophie?
So I am the co-founder and CEO of Areglad. I'm originally from Canada, but I'm also Danish. So I'm spending my time between North America and Europe.
The ultimate combo then.
Exactly, the ultimate combo.
But and what inspired you to create Areglad? How did you come up with the idea of that?
It's actually interesting. I worked in a variety of different industries throughout my career. I've worked at the U.S. State Department. I've worked at Big Pharma, Bristol-Myers Squibb. And my first stint in the tech world was actually at a startup where within a few weeks of me working there, there was actually a 30% walkout. So 30% of the people at the company picked up and left without any notice. And that was a bit shocking as a new employee. After that experience, I worked at a cybersecurity company. And I worked really closely with CIOs to identify and mitigate risk. And I put the two together. Why is it that IT has all of these functionalities and tools to see what's going on in their organizations? Why can't HR do the same, especially with the experiences I had in the past?
And so Areglad came to life basically on that promise then. And what is it that Areglad does? If you can just give us a brief overview of the product and also the features that you have in Areglad.
Our focus is on employee communication. I think one of the big focuses of HR teams in general is employee communication and support, providing that white glove service. But at the same time, they need to balance that with strategic initiatives, and they have a lot of other things going on. And so it's this continuous balance of making sure employees are supported to the fullest, but also getting all the other things done you need to. So what we do is we essentially think about, we have the communication platforms on one side, so Slack, email, Teams, wherever employees usually reach out to you. On the other side, we have the HIS, Workday, Rippling, ADP. We sit in the middle. So we essentially streamline all of the communication and questions to HR. So if there's maybe a benefit question from Sweden, we can identify this person is in Sweden, they're an engineer, they're a full-time employee. And so this question should go to this specific person in the organization who can answer it best. And we also plug into the knowledge base so we can send them automatic responses with Swedish relevant benefit resources. And basically just make the entire process a lot more streamlined and reduce the amount of time you're spending on those questions.
Yeah, and I've never experienced that problem with where you reach out to someone and then say, oh, that's not me, you should talk to this person. And then that person says, that's really not me, it's that person. So I can see the problem that you're trying to solve in terms of that. But is it a separate system, or does it integrate with other systems? You talked about you sit in the middle between the HRS system, but also the communication tool as we, or most of us at least, use. But is it then a separate system that you use, or does it integrate with Slack, or how does it work?
From an employee perspective, they continue using the platforms they're used to. So they'll still send you questions from email. They'll still send you questions from Slack. We will pick that up and it'll go to the Areglad platform. So basically, as an HR person, I'll be looking at my ticket queue, and all of the questions that are relevant to my expertise across the organization will be funneled to that queue from me. And then it, of course, integrates with the HIS system to make that customization. So if you're really in charge of the engineering department for your New York office, office, you're only going to get from that. And so we really see, especially the HR folks or compensation specialists, the people that are answering the questions every day, they spend a lot of time in ArryGlad because it essentially just streamlines all of their to-dos for that day.
I guess that was a leading question, because the problem at least I faced when trying to get people to use a ticketing system of some sort is that they always revert back to their sort of normal communication pattern, where if they send emails or if they reach out on Slack, they tend to do that anyhow. So yeah, hence the question. But yeah, sounds fantastic. But what challenges, obviously there must have been challenges developing this product. Could you share some of the insights that you've learned along the way developing ArryGlad to what it is today?
It's interesting. So to go back to the initial inspiration or thesis behind this, of wanting to help leaders and HR teams identify and mitigate risk and essentially just get a sense of what's going on in their organization, we started, and like way back at the beginning, we actually started out as an anonymous reporting platform. We were thinking, gosh, employees are going to know exactly what's going on. They're going to want to submit this anonymously. And we realized that it wasn't always, besides, of course, there's important harassment or discrimination or situations like that where that's important, but it was harder to actually grasp the day-to-days before it got to that point. We were really interested in capturing trends that would show a culture shift or a interest in specific compensation. Like, why is it that compensation questions have gone up by 25% last quarter for this specific demographic? And so I think that was a really interesting transition where we saw that need at the beginning. We went in a direction that really was already filled. There's a lot of other amazing tools that do that. And we were guided into this direction by our existing customers, where we would meet them and they would say, hey, we really actually need a ticketing system. We need a way to see these trends continuously. So now we have leaders that are logging into our platform and they're able to see, why is it that benefit requests for this type of topic have gone up by X percent? And that also helps with budgeting, with being able to bring that to a budgeting conversation, is bringing numbers instead of anecdotal evidence.
And you speak about your current clients nudging you in that direction. Do you have a case study or best practice that you can share, or success story as well, from your current customers when implementing ArryGlad?
We actually just finished a case study that's on our website. So that's the one that's most fresh in my mind. So that was working with Verana Health. So they're a health tech company, and they are, they really appreciate ArryGlad for how much it's saving them time. So they were actually reporting about 30 to 40% time saved. So they're spending about 40% less time on the tasks that ArryGlad is helping them kind of process. And so I think that was really fascinating. Everything from being able to capture the questions on Teams or Slack or email, triaging it to the right person, and then automating a lot of the tasks that come through that. Because there's a lot of things where if you're reaching out to someone on Slack and you're saying, hey, I'm going on maternity leave, usually there's about 7 things that you now need to project manage and getting completed. Those are the kind of things that we're able to streamline through ArryGlad.
And it's interesting because I talked to a colleague today about, some parts of HR, and we spoke about sort of HR in general, that because obviously when implementing a system like ArryGlad, for example, when you do that, some people tend to perceive that almost as a threat, like that you make it more efficient, hence I'm not the one solving the customer or the employees or the manager's problem, hence I will resist implementing a ticketing system or a triaging system or whatever you implement. Have you faced those obstacles? I know this is more of the blue question, but have you faced such a challenge with organizations that you meet?
Yeah, so I guess just to clarify, basically having leaders not realizing how much of a need there is for that specific situation.
Yeah, but both that, but also the HR person, because usually if the current situation is that you always reach out to one singular person, for example, and a large chunk of their job is spent answering these questions solving people's problem, basically. And then you say, oh, we're going to implement the system, which means that we're going to take that away from you. So you now rely on a system that triages the right questions to you, and you don't have to do so much where it might be, like searching for policies or opening the drawer and putting the old vacation process back in place. Like that is done automatically now, and then hence they resist the change. So so both, I guess.
Definitely a great question. I think there are two points. I think one of our big rallying cries is just getting HR folks out of the weeds. And there's two points to that. And I think one of them is from a leadership standpoint, where a really common thing we hear, especially from VPs or heads of people, directors of people, is that they have strategic initiatives that they're responsible for. It's their OKRs. It's what they are being measured on. And they, in order to achieve those, need their teams to do certain tasks as well. And of course, teams are focused on those, but things can be so urgent. When you have someone that's actively saying, hey, I'm going on maternity leave, I need help with this, of course, you're going to kick into action and focus on that. But it tends to happen a lot because things never happen. People are people. And so I think on the leadership standpoint, it resonates with them a lot of, we're going to be able to streamline a lot of that communication, get them out of the weeds, and then also show you what people are talking about. A lot of that is anecdotal. It's all being hidden in Slack and email. And so this is now you're able to see a real-time view of what employees are reaching out about. And I think from an HR standpoint, who's answering these questions, I would say, if you're like a 10-person company, ArgoGlad probably isn't the right product yet for you, just because you probably have one person and you don't really need any triaging. But if you're much bigger, I would say we see specifically around 150 plus, when you start having a few people on your team and everyone, you start to have those kind of niches of what you're specialized in. That's where a tool like this helps stay lean, helps you ensure that you're using all the resources available. And that's where it can really start to add a lot of value.
Yeah. And I totally agree. And yeah, it's a bit of a miracle that people are not more actively looking to implement such systems. Yeah, but in all honesty, like still, to some extent, I think we're, I will probably edit this out, but we're dinosaurs in nature to some extent still. But yeah, it's...
We're getting there.
We're getting there. Yes.
Yeah.
But if we look more broadly and more holistically at the sort of HR tech landscape, which you now operate in, what do you see on the horizon? What will shape sort of the industry in the coming years? There's talks about AI. That's how I found you, obviously, your product. But what do you see on the horizon from your end?
Yeah, I think AI is obviously everyone's go-to answer for future initiatives and revolutions. But I think we have been working with AI since the beginning. It's always been a huge part of our roadmap. And I think especially when it comes to helping, it's funny, I think people always talk about AI of, oh, it's going to replace everyone and you're just going to be talking to an AI bot. I actually think that in some ways, and most ways actually, AI technology is going to let HR folks focus on the things that made them want to go into HR to begin with. HR folks became HR folks because they love working with people. They love problems that impact workforces. They want to make work a happy place to be. And it's harder to do that when you're bogged down with admin tasks, when you're focused on repetitive questions and things that are more cumbersome. And I think those are the things that we need to automate and streamline as much as possible so we can get these specialized HR people focused back on the things that they love to do, which is helping people and being creative and solving those problems.
Yeah. I for sure didn't go into the HR sort of department or the HR. Yeah. I didn't choose HR to become a sort of a administrative dude that sat in the corner just reading policies and creating processes for sure. Yeah, I get your point. And the same goes. I saw an article the other day from my old manager at Spotify, Alexander, who wrote a similar thing as well, where he argued that this will require us to a bit go back to the basics, as you say as well, back to the roots. So yeah, that's an interesting sort of summary and also an interesting trend to see. But to conclude this then, where do you find inspiration? Obviously being now in the HR tech landscape, but also just obviously working with a product, sort of who inspires you?
Yeah, I think the combination of books. I really love The Culture Code. If you haven't read that, I would definitely recommend it.
Twice.
I think, twice. Yes. No, it's one of those books you can't really read too many times, because every time you read it, there's like a new insight that you take away.
100%. So I've listened to her twice live as well.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. Yeah. Love it.
She's fantastic.
I think books like that are absolutely a must-have, must-read. I think communities, online communities, I really enjoy the People Group, for example. Basically, these Slack communities or online communities where you're able to connect with other people that are experiencing the same trials and tribulations that you are. But I think for me, my inspiration is really just our customers. I like to say when I do sales demos, when I'm going through the product, every button, every feature we've added was specifically asked for. And so we just get so much excitement and inspiration by, listening to the people in this sector that are facing the challenges that I think are just so relevant to every single person that has a job or an HR department.
Fantastic. It's really also fun to follow you from a distance, seeing you on LinkedIn and updates. Yeah. So very happy to have you here. And if people now are curious about finding out more about you and more about Areglad, where do they turn to?
Yeah, I would definitely say go to our website. It's just ariglad.com. Or follow me on LinkedIn, Sophie Wine, Wine with a Y, I like to say. And so, I would say those were probably the best places to keep up with what we're up to.
Fantastic. And I will make sure as well to include links in the show notes to both your LinkedIn page and also to Areglad's website. Perfect. Thank you so much for being on the podcast, Sophie, and best of luck with your product as well.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.